Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're jumping straight into Pinterest video pins, our mission. Quick, usable ideas for you to get more website traffic using these videos.
Exactly. And just so you know where we're getting this from, it's all based on insights published by The Marketing Tutor. Solid stuff.
Great. So let's unpack this. We really want to focus on, well, two main things today. First, the big reasons why these video pins are so effective, the real benefits. And second, how to make them just right for the people watching, you know, localization and getting that customization perfect.
Okay, so the first point, why video? It seems obvious, but it's more than just movement. Video grabs attention, sure, but the key thing research points out, memory. People genuinely remember video content better, like significantly better than static pictures.
Right, that makes sense. It sticks in your head more. So two big benefits we should probably highlight for everyone listening. One, they just get more eyes on your brand, right? They stand out more.
Definitely. They lead to more shares, more saves compared to regular pins, just more visibility overall.
And the second benefit, sending people actually to your website.
Yes, exactly. They have those direct links right to a product page or your site. It makes it super easy for someone watching to just, you know, click through.
So it cuts down the steps.
Uh-huh. And that ties into the sales angle, too. You can actually show the product being used, a quick demo. That really helps sell things.
Okay. Showing the product in action, making it easy to click. That sounds powerful. But let's get into making the content right. You mentioned localization, tailoring it. What does the source, the marketing tutor, say about that? How do we make it fit?
Well, the absolute key is making sure the video feels natural, feels right for the viewer, especially where they're seeing it.
Which is usually their phone.
Overwhelmingly, yes. Pinterest is huge on mobile. So rule number one, your videos have got to be vertical, long, and skinny.
To fill the phone screen?
Exactly. It takes up the whole view, grabs all their attention, no distractions.
Okay, vertical format, check. What else makes it right for the audience?
Speed. Keep it fast, really fast. The recommendation is aim for under 30 seconds. Ideally, even shorter if you can.
Under 30 seconds. Wow. How do you show anything useful that quickly?
You need a hook, like right away in the first few seconds, grab them immediately. And you focus on one clear thing. Actually, the marketing tutor had a really interesting finding.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
They found pins showing a product failing first, like a quick problem, and then the solution.
Yeah.
Those performed way better. Like 40% better engagement than just showing the perfect result.
Huh. That's clever. Show the struggle, then the fix. Adds a bit of story. So vertical, super short, maybe show problem solution. What about knowing what your specific audience wants to see beyond just general tips?
Right. That's where you really need to, well, listen, look at your analytics. What videos actually got clicks before? What themes were?
So using the data you already have.
Definitely. Track that click-through rate. See what's driving it. But also, ask them. You know, run quick polls. Look at the comments. See what people are talking about, what problems they have, and then make videos about that.
Be responsive.
Exactly. It's about that connection. And if you tie all this together, making content people actually want, content that feels right on their phone and engaging with them, video pins really help build like a loyal group, not just traffic spikes, but real followers for your brand.
Okay, so let's boil this down. What does it all mean for you listening? Basically, the path to getting more traffic, real traffic, starts with these moving pictures, videos. They need to be short, clear, engaging, and yeah, perfectly shaped for a phone screen. Vertical. So here's something to think about. If a quick vertical video showing a simple problem and its solution can build that loyal audience, what everyday task, maybe something super simple you do, could you record a little 30-second tutorial for today? Could be anything. Worth thinking about.